Right now, we get to do something we have not done before. We are joined by the head football coach at the Ohio State University. He is entering his fourth full season as head coach, led Ohio State to a pair of Big Ten titles and a couple of playoff appearances, 34-4 overall, 23-1 against the Big Ten, 13-4 against top 25 teams, and Ohio State's going to open up against Notre Dame. Big game to start the year on September 2nd. We are joined by the head football coach there, Ryan Day. Ryan, it is great to have you on the show. How are you?
Doing great, Jim. Thanks.
Good to have you. So you're killing it in recruiting. Let me start right there. In fact, before we talk about that, let me go back to the draft. You had two more guys selected in the top 11 picks. You had six players taken overall. You had five more getting shots with teams after the draft. I'm curious, what's it mean to you on a personal level when you get to see so many guys get a chance to live out that NFL dream?
Well, it's fulfilling to be with the recruits from really – now we start them almost their sophomore year, you know, and we're recruiting guys who are 15 years old. I said, we start getting to 14-year-olds, I'm out, you know. But we're recruiting them at a young age. And then to see them go through the process of their high school career and then, you know, really selling them on the idea that they're going to develop at Ohio State on the field, off the field, across the board, and then see them have an opportunity to have a really good career at Ohio State, but then go on to chase their dreams of playing in the NFL. That's the most rewarding thing we do as coaches.
Talking to Ryan Day. So in terms of that, Ryan, I had Chris Olave on the show before the draft, and he was telling the story of how he met you when you were at his high school to see a different recruit. I mean, it's not a totally uncommon thing, but what do you remember seeing, or what do you remember about seeing Olave for the first time? And then what did you see that let you know that he might be special?
You know, it's just like anything else in life. When you ask a lot of people and you have so many people coming up to you and explaining to you that, you know, this is a special young man. He didn't play his junior year, so he didn't have any film out there, but so many people were just ranting and raving about who he was as a person, his athletic ability, and even the quarterback that we were recruiting at the time, Jack Tuttle, was just really selling him hard, and then had an opportunity to watch him do a few things, and then his first few games, we went out to watch him play live, and you could just see a multiple sport athlete, somebody who was just dynamic in space, really strong. You know, he's not very big, but was strong with his hands and strong with his play, and then just his work ethic and his total makeup. You could tell he was going to be a very good player.
Ohio State head football coach Ryan Day is joining us. So when you look to the upcoming season, you've got C.J. Stroud, who was top five in the country in passing yards and TDs. He threw for nearly 600 yards in the Rose Bowl, and all of that was in his first year as a starter. When you look back on last season, what sticks out to you the most about the way he showed up?
Yeah, boy, it was almost like, you know, when you look at the beginning of the year, he had not thrown one college football pass before. And we started off with the game on the road at Minnesota. And there were times during that game where it was a little dicey. And then we came back and played Oregon at home and lost the game. But, you know, he showed things in that game that were exciting for his future. And certainly, you know, the reason we lost that game was not because of C.J. Stroud, but you know, he had to take on some tough situations based on how that game played out. And then as time went on, you know, he just grew. His confidence grew, and he built to the point where he was playing some of his best football at the end of the season. And the way he played in that Rose Bowl, we talked about going into that game, that was an idea, you know, really the idea of that was to build momentum going into the offseason. I think we did that. And I think, you know, he's got a lot of confidence going into the season.
We're talking to Ryan Day. I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to say, there's already talk about him being the first pick in next year's draft. I'm curious, what's your reaction when you hear that, and then what kind of expectations do you have for him in his second year as starter?
Well, I think that there's you know, a lot of people who, you know, they put out different things and they make their projections, and that's all part of their job. And I think, you know, we all have to understand that, and certainly CJ has to understand that. But the whole focus for him has got to be on his development. And none of that stuff matters if he doesn't continue to develop. You know, where he was at this point last year and where he is right now are two different places, but it's only been a year. And so the idea for him is to have a great season, but the goal for him in the long term is to have a great career in the NFL. So the focus has to be on development. It can't be just about trying to get to the NFL. That opportunity is going to come for him. So every day he's just got to maximize each day and try to make it great and continue to focus on that development.
Talking to Ryan Day. So, Ryan, as many people know, you played quarterback at UNH under Chip Kelly. But listen, there are plenty of guys who played the position but can't necessarily coach the position or not at a very high level. You seem to have a really, really strong connection with quarterbacks, both in the way you recruit them and in player development, something you've mentioned several times this morning. In your mind, what does it take to be a great quarterback? Like, what are the qualities that you're looking for?
Well, when you don't have a lot of athletic ability or blessed with great speed or arm strength or anything like that, you kind of have to figure out a way to, find different angles to be successful. So, I think that's what makes really good quarterbacks is all of those type of things. You know, God gave us a certain level of talent, and we have to acquire skill and discipline in our lives. And so, you know, how quickly can we take the talent that God's given us, max it, mix it up with great skill, which is the ability to play the position, you know, how you throw the ball, your footwork, all the things that come with the technical and fundamental part of it, but also the discipline of studying film, of understanding how teams are trying to attack you, of making sure you stay humble when things are going well, not panicking when something doesn't go your way, the discipline of making sure you're going to bed early at night and taking care of your body. I mean, all those things come into play here. And I think it does certainly help when you play the position. And when you're calling plays and when you're meeting with the quarterbacks, you know, you feel like when you're calling the plays, you're talking to the quarterback, and it's a very quarterback friendly offense. And that probably plays into it a little bit.
Ohio State head football coach Ryan Day joining me for a few more moments. Ryan, I'm picking my spots carefully. There's so many things I want to talk to you about, but like, you're recruiting so well and it's such a high level. I'm curious, when you're recruiting elite talent and then that talent sees the depth chart full of future NFL players and they know you're not going to stop recruiting elite talent at that position, how do the recruits typically respond and what is your message to them in that regard?
Well, first off, if you want to be great, you have to put yourself in a situation to be challenged and embrace productive discomfort every day. And, you know, if you can make it Ohio State, you can make it anywhere. And so if your goal is to play in the NFL, you're going to have a locker room that's going to be very, very talented. And so every day you're going to be lining up and you're going to be competing not only in your room but across the ball from somebody who also has the same goal in mind. And if you're very, very competitive and that's what you want, this is the environment for you. That combined with, you know, a culture and environment here where we take really good care of our players. And, it's not just what you can do on the field. There's more to it than that. It truly is a family environment. You can't just say that. It has to really be that way. And we take a lot of pride in that here. But it's also extremely competitive. And for those who understand that, they jump in. And, you know, for other guys, there's other places for them, and we understand that. But we want to have guys in the program that are highly, highly competitive and have a high focus on, you know, the family atmosphere.
What an amazing line you just had, that you want guys who embrace productive discomfort every single day. I love that. Ryan Day is joining us. Ryan, I want to ask you about something very sad, but I want to ask you about one of your former players, Dwayne Haskins, who tragically died last month. When you think of Dwayne, what are your first thoughts and memories that come to mind, if I could ask?
Yeah, no, very, very sad situation, very confusing situation, really a tragedy. But you know, I think of, first off, here at Ohio State, when I came in, he was really the one that kind of kick-started the quarterback kind of wide receiver passing game that we've, been fortunate to be around here over the last, 5 to 6 years. And he brought a lot to that. And I think, that 2018 season was a great season for Ohio State, but just a special season for him. Most importantly, I just remember somebody with an unbelievable smile who always took time, especially with younger kids. I just remember having my kids here and he would spend 45 minutes playing catch. And, there's a lot of stories of like that, of those type of things. He always wanted to make sure that others were okay. And I think that was one of the things he left a legacy behind here at Ohio State.
Ryan Day, my guest. Ryan, one last thought about something that you've done, you and your wife, Christina, off the field. Nearly three years ago, you both created the Christina and Ryan Day Fund for Pediatric and Adolescent Mental Wellness. I know that this is a cause that is very, very close to both your hearts, and you're looking to destigmatize the issues around mental health. What would you say to somebody listening right now who maybe is having a hard time and having a hard time asking for help?
I think that there's a lot of stigmas attached to this area, and there's many different layers And I just like physical health. There's different afflictions and there's different levels of good health and bad health. But the stigma that we're trying to break the most is that talking about these types of things, you know, having a conversation and saying that, you know, I have thought about these different things, or I am struggling in these areas. I think a lot of people have a preconceived notion that talking about these things is a trigger, or they're afraid to talk about. But they're actually really healthy, and the studies show that it's a good thing to do. And being able to show your emotions and share your emotions brings strength. And, you know, as we work through difficult times, we build more strength, just like we do with our bodies. And there's physical health and mental health. And the thing I try to use with my players all the time is, if you have a sprained ankle, you know what the protocol is. You go get treatment, you tape up your ankle, and you get better. If you don't, you're going to have a lot more problems down the road. It's very similar with mental health, and it's not as easy, but it's something that we try to talk about here.
What a great point. So quick follow. The thing is, though, we don't always know the protocol, right? You may know the protocol for a sprained ankle, but we don't really know necessarily the protocol for mental health. So what do? You just ask for help?
Well, you have to, first off, you know, surround yourself with you know, people who care about you. You have to have the resources, and sometimes you need professionals that you can talk to. And again, not all of us have those resources, but many of us can, where you find a psychologist or someone that you can turn to ask for help. But we also need to make sure that, you know, we surround ourselves with people that we can be honest with, to have conversations and to be truth tellers in our life, so that if they see something in us, they can get us help. But typically we have to go to the professionals and make sure we're using those resources.
And what a great conversation right there. He is the head football coach at The Ohio State University. I ran down all the numbers, 34-4 overall, 23-1 against the Big Ten. Season opener is Notre Dame, September 2nd. Ryan Day making his first appearance on the program. Ryan, I really, really appreciate you. I appreciate that conversation. I appreciate you making time for it. That was great. Thanks so much.
Jim, much respect. Anytime.
Much respect, coach. Hope we can do it again soon. That was great. I am really pleased with that. As mentioned, we were going to do some things today that we had not done for a while, and we were going to do some things today that we had never done, and did both those things back to back. Tyrann Mathieu back in the jungle for the first time in a long time. That felt great. Ryan Day in the jungle for the first time ever. That felt great. So clones, don't you run up in here and bleep it all up. I'm having a really good day. Two exceptional interviews and a couple of my really good thoughts.